BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Biden has said the US will not supply heavy weapons to Israel that could be used in a major assault on the southern Gazan city of Rafah. Earlier, the US State Department confirmed that one arms shipment destined for Israel was delayed last week and others were being reviewed. Will Vernon in Washington has the details.
Mr. Biden said that America would continue to support Israel, helping it to defend itself, including by supplying interceptors for its Iron Dome air defense system. But, said the president, America would not supply heavy bombs, artillery shells, heavy weapons that could be used in a ground assault in a major offensive in the southern city of Gaza. Weapons, he said, that could be used in population centers.
Rescue efforts in the Brazilian city of Porto Alegre, which is experiencing the worst flooding in its history, have been suspended because of torrential rain and strong winds. 100 people are known to have died in floods and landslides across the state of Rio Grande do Sul. At least 150,000 have been forced to leave their homes. Some residents, like Adan Moreira dos Santos, have set up a makeshift camp along a highway.
We're camping because there's no way we can stay in the water. There, the water is almost 3 meters high. It's already covering the roofs. I'm terrified. But what can I do? The shelters are all full and there's no space. At least it's high here. The water doesn't come here. There's no danger. The problem is just the storm, the wind, the rain. But we have to stay here. There's no other place.
A groundbreaking new gene therapy has enabled an 18-month-old girl in Britain who was born deaf to hear. The treatment took place 6 months ago. The child, Opal Sandy, can now hear sounds as soft as a whisper and is starting to talk. Michelle Roberts reports.
More than half of hearing loss cases in children have genetic causes. Opal's is due to DNA she inherited, meaning she was born deaf. The groundbreaking therapy uses a harmless virus to deliver a working copy of the OTOF gene Opal needs for hearing. That treats sound-sensing cells in the inner ear so they can carry the signals they should. Experts hope in the future the therapy could work for other types of profound hearing loss too.
Kenya's government says it's signed a deal with striking doctors. For almost 2 months, patients have been forced to go to expensive private hospitals or delay treatment, resulting in worsening chronic illnesses and some deaths. A union called the strike overpay and the failure to hire trainee doctors. World News from the BBC. The Chinese President Xi Jinping is in Hungary, where he'll meet the Hungarian President and Prime Minister. Chinese investment in Hungary is soaring, and he's expected to visit some of the main sites of new factories in his two-day visit. Budapest is attempting to make itself Beijing's gateway to the valuable markets of the European Union. Several factories are already producing electric vehicle batteries. A court in Mexico has ruled that there are grounds to prosecute a man accused of murdering three foreign surfers. Reports say Jesus Gerardo's girlfriend will be the star witness in the prosecutor's case. Australian brothers Callum and Jake Robinson and their American friend Jack Carter had been on holiday when they were killed in what investigators believe was an attempt to steal their vehicle. British police say they've arrested three men in the northwest of England on suspicion of preparing and carrying out acts of terrorism. The men, aged between 35 and 51, were arrested at separate locations. Searches are being carried out at four addresses in Greater Manchester. In football, the Spanish giants Real Madrid have reached the final of the European Champions League after beating Bayern Munich 2-1 on the night in Madrid to go through 4-3 on aggregate. Temesgen Debesay has this report.
It was all to play for when the two sides met in Madrid on Wednesday after the first leg ended in a 2-2 draw. Despite the Spaniards' home ground advantage, it was Bayern who took the lead in the 68th minute, courtesy of a thunderous strike by Alfonso Davies. Madrid were minutes away from bowing out of the competition when Joselu came off the bench in the 81st minute and scored two late goals to send them through. The record 14-time European champions will face another German side, Borussia Dortmund, in the final at Wembley, England, next month.
BBC News.